is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane Milton is rampaging across Florida after coming ashore on the Gulf Coast, heading now to the Atlantic Ocean. Let's go to CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Tampa, 70 miles north of landfall.
More than 8 inches of rain has fallen so far. We're anticipating anywhere from 12 to 18 inches. We talked about flash flooding that we were experiencing earlier. We're now in a flash flood emergency that was declared for downtown Tampa and the surrounding area. For those people that did not evacuate, they are riding out a storm that we mentioned earlier, their mayor saying unsurvivable. We mentioned that there are thousands of first responders that are stationed here. Well, they are inside right now riding out this storm in safety. That means for people that did choose to stay here, did not heed those warnings, if they're calling in for help, it's going to take several more hours before anyone can get to them.
2.6 million customers are without power, according to Power Outage US. There is widespread flooding and damage, but it's going to be dawn before the full extent can be seen. We do know that the dome of Tropicana Field, home to the Tampa Bay Rays, has been torn open. At the White House, President Biden said federal resources and personnel are on the ground in Florida, despite misinformation he said is being spread by former President Donald Trump.
We've got your back. We've got your back. And Kamala and I will be there for as long as it takes to rescue, recover, and rebuild. May God bless you all, and may God protect those serving in the eye of this storm on behalf of our nation. Thank
you. Trump got back on the road yesterday, speaking in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Today, I make Pennsylvania this promise. I will stop the energy price hikes. I will stop the plant closures immediately, and we will restart the plants.
Vice President Harris was at the White House yesterday getting briefed on the administration's preparations for Hurricane Milton and joining in a call with President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu before heading to Nevada. A union leader says striking Boeing workers are in for a long haul after the collapse of talks over their pay. CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes.
Boeing has withdrawn a contract offer for 30% raises over 4 years, saying it had boosted the offer for union workers for take-home pay and retirement benefits. But the union says it surveyed its members after receiving the most recent offer, and it was overwhelmingly rejected.
Sean Diddy Combs is set to make his first appearance today before a judge who is expected to preside over his trial on sex trafficking charges. Combs will be brought to Manhattan federal court from a Brooklyn jail. His lawyers are trying to get him out on bail. Two judges have already rejected that. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, the WNBA Finals are here.
When the Minnesota Lynx tip off against the New York Liberty in the opener of the WNBA Finals at the Barclays Center tonight, they'll be aiming for a record fifth WNBA title. The number two seed comes in as the only team with a winning regular season record against the Liberty, and Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve won't be satisfied until her team is hoisting another trophy.
I am just so happy they have a chance to experience being in the finals. We're happy that we're going to the finals, but we're not going to be just happy to be there.
The Lynx will be making their first finals appearance since 2017. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
The Social Security Administration will announce today the cost of living increase recipients are expected to receive in January. As inflation moderates, analysts are forecasting a 2.5% increase for 2025, lower than the last couple of years. The plan faces a severe financial shortfall in the coming years. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, a light northeast breeze for the overnight. We'll wake up to temperatures in the lower 50s. A sunny Thursday on the way. Southeast winds, highs in the mid-60s. Warmer for Friday, mostly sunny. We'll be approaching 80. Rain and cooler weather for the weekend. Right now, it's 55.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Girls are hit by me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh,
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Free. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Round and round and round and round and round.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.